Chapter 3, What is Investing? The bottom line, investing is putting your money in a place where it can earn more money on its own while you sleep, eat, or hop a ship to Madrid. The most common and profitable place to invest is in stocks of companies. Recently, I accompanied my friend May to the auto dealer, where she bought her first car, something she had dreamed of having since she was a child. From the front of the store, we could see the convertibles displayed about 15 aisles back. The closer we got, the more difficult the mission seemed to be. Out of so many cars, how would we choose the right one for May? The answer became clear as the salesman asked May some simple questions. How many people will be riding in your car? How long do you want this car to last? How much do you want to pay for it? After answering all these questions, many of the cars were eliminated until we were standing in front of two, one green and one red. Of course, May liked the red one, so that's the car she bought. The same process of elimination simplifies your investment choices, which at first can seem confusing. The key questions are, 1. Do you want your money to grow over time, produce immediate income, or both? Number 2. How much time do you have for your money to work? Melissa wanted her money to grow over time, to produce money to live on once she stopped working. She had about 15 years before she needed that income to begin. These answers sent her to the financial marketplace known as the stock exchange to acquire the financial product she needed. It didn't take her long to find her way around. The stock exchanges. Financial assets such as stocks and bonds are exchanged or traded in the financial marketplace. Stocks and bonds both trade on the stock exchanges. There are several exchanges in the financial marketplace, including the New York Stock Exchange, the American Stock Exchange, the Pacific Stock Exchange. The New York Stock Exchange would be considered a high-end retailer like Saks Fifth Avenue because most of the company in it are larger and meet stiff requirements to be listed there. On the other hand, many other companies trade on the NASDAQ stock market and over-the-counter markets. These markets are different in that they are not floor-based exchanges. In the NASDAQ stock market, stocks and bonds are traded electronically, and buyers and sellers are matched by sophisticated computer networks. Over-the-counter markets are where stocks that are not listed on an exchange are traded. Companies raise money by issuing one of two things: debt securities, also known as bonds, or equity securities, also known as stocks. Investing is exchanging money for a stock or bond that either grows your money or gives you immediate income. If you buy stock, you're buying a share or equity in a company. As that company's stock increases in value, so does the value of your investment. In other words, the $25 that you paid for a share of ownership in Pepsi that is now worth $50 has doubled your money. Your money has grown. It has worked for you without you having to work for it. If you buy a bond, you're lending money to a company, city, or organization to complete a project such as the building of a new city hall. In return, the organization returns all of your money at a stated time in the future, and in the meantime pays you interest or income for loaning the money. Like Melissa, the confident investor makes some decisions. 1. Identifies what she needs her money to do: grow, produce income, or both. 2. Estimates the time available to do it. 3. Determines the best financial products for achieving her goals: stocks, bonds, or both. The debt or bond market. The debt or bond market is where governments and corporations needing to borrow money are matched with investors who have money to lend. Investors in the debt market want income from the money they lend. Here's how the debt market works. If a company or local government needs money to buy equipment or build a new facility and doesn't want to take out a bank loan for one reason or another, the company or government may choose to issue bonds to sell to investors like you. Bonds would be issued by the company, and an investment banker would be hired. The investment banker takes on the risk of finding investors to buy the bonds. If the banker needs help finding investors, he may create a syndicate of other brokers to help him sell the bonds. The members of the syndicate, usually investment companies and securities firms, earn a fee or commission based on what they sell to their customers. Members of the syndicate act as middlemen, buying from those issuing the bonds and selling to investors in what is called the primary market. When the bonds have been issued, bond dealers use their capital to maintain active secondary markets, bidding for bonds that investors want to sell and offering bonds from their inventory to investors who want to buy. Although bonds are debt obligations, they do carry risk. The risk is the issuing company's ability to pay back the investors. Corporations and governments are rated based on their financial stability and ability to return the principal to investors. The rating affects the interest rate that you earn on your loan, as well as the confidence that you have in getting your principal back. One of the first bonds that most of us encounter is a savings bond. Savings bonds don't pay interest in the strictest sense of the word. Instead, you buy them at a discount, and then their value increases over time until they mature and are worth the amount imprinted on the face of the bonds. The United States government is one of the biggest issuers of bonds. It issues treasury bills, notes, and bonds that mature anywhere from 6 months to 30 years down the road. All of these bonds pay interest or income. You loan your money to the government, and the government pays you for the use of your money. Although bonds pay an income, historically, they have not kept up with or significantly outpaced inflation. Still, they have an important place in the investing equation. If Melissa had needed immediate income rather than long-term growth for retirement, she would have invested in bonds. Her income would be the interest that she was paid on the money that she loaned. There are many types of bonds. The type of bond that you purchase will depend on when you need the money back and how much interest or income you want to earn. The equity or stock market. One of the other ways to invest is for growth. This means that you want your money to grow over time. The most common form of growth investing is stocks or stock mutual funds. When you invest in stocks, you purchase a share of a company in hopes that the company and therefore its shares will increase in value. I think that women have an advantage when it comes to investing for growth because we come face to face with the products that these companies produce. We know Procter & Gamble, Kellogg's, and Coca-Cola. In fact, women influence more than 70% of all buying decisions of households in the country. Now that more and more women are investing, we will be not only consumers, but also owners of the products we buy.